Okay, so today's daf is Nun Beis. We were holding on Nun Aleph on the Beis. We just finished the discussion of the big semaphores. It's a great way to say Amen, by the way. Tosfos asks, how can you say Amen like that? You're not allowed to enter Amen Yitomah. Stop saying Amen because somebody's waving a flag. It's not much of an Amen. The Gemara says somebody who enters an Amen Yitomah, Yubanav Yitomim. It's a terrible thing to do. How did they do it? He says basically that that's only where you're chayev in the brach. If I'm chayev in a brach, somebody else says it, I don't know what he's talking about. It's amen, without even hearing. That's already an amen yitomah. Over here we're talking about brachot that are really made on the lechvod atzibur. Somebody's making a brach on the Torah, you're not chayev in that brach and so on. So there you can wave a flag. But another pshat is, even the Yerushalmi talks about this at length, is that they knew exactly which brach it was. They were keeping track of the Seder brach. It could be any brach. They knew what bracha was. If you know what bracha it is, you know you're holding by kedusha. They must be saying kadosh, kadosh. I didn't hear what the guy said. But you know, you see, we're attached. Maybe you know which bracha. It's not a problem. Ramen you say, but it's an interesting thing. I mean, you can't just sit up there and you hear people saying something. You say, oh, man, no idea what. I'm sorry. Right, we're past this. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. I apologize. Yes, we already did that last piece. Okay, so I won't say scratch that because it's a good thing to know. But okay. All right, so then I apologize. Then we're actually up to beyond that. We're up to Hechi Ovid. That's what we're up to. One line up in the bottom. Hechi Ovid. Actually, I was just trying to delay for our watch to arrive now. So Hechi Ovid Hachi. How in the world were they able to make this Tikkun Gadol by building a porch in the Azar? We know that David HaMelech was given over with Nasanavi and with God, was given over every last detail of the plans of the Beit HaMikdash, which means that when Shlomo built it, you can't go around making improvements in the design. If Shlomo didn't build it with a porch, that meant that God didn't tell him to build the porch. Were you coming up with a better idea? They found a post and they were Dorish the Posik that was Mechayev them to make this Tikkun Gadol. V'savda ha'aretz mishpachot mishpachot levad. Here it's describing in Acharit HaYamim, the world is in a state of hesped. They're obviously the very big Levaya. We're always going to discuss what exactly was going on over here. And it said that the mishpachot were held separately. Mishpachat Beit David levad u'nesheyem levad. So apparently, the Mishpachat HaMelucha was separated from the women. So the Chachomim said, oh, this is weird. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. Ma li'atid lavo she'oskim be'esfeit. Ve'in yetzer hara sholeit behem. Amrat Torah nashim levad v'nashim levad. But we're talking about over here, where Lamaisa, everybody is miserable. This is talking about after the aftermath of Melchemes Gogo Mogo. You're sitting around here witnessing nuclear destruction. Everybody is in a matzav in which the Yetzer Hara is not going to be shalit on them, because this is talking about a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the Yetzer Hara, destroys the Yetzer Hara. So there's no problem of dealing with Ra. And they're in a matzav of being maspid, which even Ba'olam Hazeh, I mean, normally at a funeral, you don't start up with the girl that's sitting next to him. It's appropriate. There are times that are appropriate, times that are inappropriate. You're telling me that at a time like that, when you don't even have a Yetzer Hara, you have to make sure that the sexes are separated. No, so nowadays, we're asukim. Here you're at this really high-spirited affair, which is the Simchas Pesach Shoheva. And it's at a time that the Yetzer Hara is Shoelet. Zalachat Kama V'Kamam. And how much more so are we expected to make sure that we keep the sexes separated? Which proves, therefore, that we must make this porch in the Beit HaMikdash. Very interesting. Rabbi Shvain says, that means that a mafitz is diraisa, according to this. The Isser of Ako Bichtav Miyad Hashem Ala Yiskil is govel on the Indian of an Isser diraisa building. Somebody puts up a wooden structure in the Beit HaMikdash is over on Allah, because it's included in Eitz L'Mizbach Hashem Lokecha Lotakim Lachas. And that's a very binyan of Eitz. So what would be the heter over here?
It's not in the Azar,
isn't it? Okay, so but Lamaisa, certainly Akol Bichtav Miyad Hashem. I mean, it's on the getter of Kabbalah, Yisrael Kabbalah. It must be a real chiyah. But Lamaisa was temporary. A temporary structure. There's a lot of after the cloud included. Yeah, exactly. It's like the old. Well, you got 1 week to get that sukkah down. You know, maybe it's the same Indian. Ask the Gemara. I mentioned to you earlier that we're going to see that the Masechet is fundamentally Sukkot, wow, fundamentally related destruction of Ra and dealing with Yetzer. That's why it all focuses on Gan Eden, the Aveda, the Yetzer Das, the Yetzer Chayim. Here, it's in this section over here where we're talking about the Shir HaMalos, which is connected to the Soita, and Simcha, and Mayim, and Yosef HaTzadik, and all of these issues. Here is where the Gemara is really going to get into it. So we're finally at the Yetzer Hara page. So ask the Gemara, Nayas Feda Maya Vidite, what was this Hesped all about? I mean, the Navi describes a great Hesped without telling us who had been lost. Pliki Baruch Dosev Rabon, Hachut Zemachlokis, Chadam Aram Mashiach Ben Yosef Shinehara, that this was the Hesped for Mashiach Ben Yosef's murder, V'chadam Aram Yetzer Hara Shinehara. Another say that everybody was saying a Hesped for the poor Yetzer Hara, who had been killed finally, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys Ra. So Bishleim Laman Yom HaMashiach Ben Yosef Shinehara. I understand why you want to make a Hesped for Mashiach Ben Yosef. You make a Hesped. I know the Chetiv. I mean that explains the whole introduction over here. It says the Yibitu Elai is a Shedakoru V'Softu Alav Kibisved Alayachid, that everybody looked at me and saw the one that had been stabbed, and they said a Hesped like one would say on an only son. Amerilav Kamerilav Bechor. Yosef is called a Bechor. That all adds up. Then obviously people would be distraught that Mashiach Ben Yosef wasn't able to make it. But you're telling me that it was the Yetzer Hara. Everybody should be dancing and singing. I understand. What are you saying a Hesped for? Simcha by Lameva. They should have made a great celebration. A Maybach? What are they crying about? Actually, we know that Rabbi Yehuda darshaned that there is, in fact, a lot to cry about over the loss of the Yetzer Hara. So la'atid lavo meviyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara v'shokto b'fnei ha-tzadikim v'fnei ha-rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exposes futility of Ra in front of both tzadikim and rishayim. So tzadikim nidmelehem kahar gavoah. To the tzadikim, it looks like this enormous mountain. This is really serious stuff. Rishayim nidmelehem kechut asara. Whereas to rishayim, it appears nothing. That's all it was all along. It seemed so major. Alala bochim, alala bochim. Both groups cried. Tzadikim bochim v'omrim. The tzaddikim cry, the sense the person cries when he's saved from an automobile accident. There's some great tragedy. When the person is close to losing and suddenly finds himself a survivor, he bursts into tears. How did we manage to get through life with this kind of mountain around us? Rishaim bochim v'omrim. Whereas the Rishaim say, how did we waste our lives? It's this little hair breath, nothing. We took this so seriously. And God himself has exactly the same wonder about the situation on this. In the same way that those who survived this people in those days will be amazed, I am also amazed. For both of them. It is an amazing situation, this whole human condition. No, it's absolutely astonishing. Great, hungry. It seems to violate every possible norm. And what is going on?
But that both of you are completely
different? No. That it's possible to lead life in totally different ways. Both of them to make no sense at all. And yet somehow it works. Omer Abasi. Well, see, we can't really understand this until we see the whole. The sugya keeps getting back to itself and explaining itself beneath between the lines. So let's wait until the end of it. Omer Abasi. Truth is, the Yetzer Hara at the beginning of life is like a cobweb. It's easy to pull apart one piece of cobweb. But in the end, it becomes so thick that it's like the cables that you have that pull on a whole stagecoach. Woe to those who drag along sin with these threads of nothingness. And then it immediately changes tone. This is a ridiculous mixed metaphor. I understand. If it's chavlei hashav, then how is it kavot agala? So clearly, there's a development. The psyche becomes more and more given over to the initial fantasies, starts taking them more and more seriously, until it becomes locked in, and it becomes almost impossible to cut your way out. Tana Rabbana, Mashiach ben David sh'atid li'igalot b'merav yameinu. Mashiach ben David, may he speedily come our way. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Sha'al mi meni davar v'atein lacha. Ask me whatever you want, it's yours. Shenemar, it says Beferish, David HaMelech himself said this, Asapra'el chok Hashem amar elai b'niyata. You are my child. Ani ayom yelidetich, that's if today you were finally born. Sha'al mi meni v'tnei goyim nachalatecha. Ask, and I shall give vast nations to be nachalatecha. They shall be your inheritance. So what happened? Kivan shera Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag. Mashiach ben David sees what happened to poor Mashiach ben Yosef. Omer lefanav, ribono shel olam, eini mevakesh mimcha lachayim. I don't want anything, just let me survive this. Omer lo, chayim, that's all you have to ask. Bet you had already. Ad shelo amarta, before you even ask, part of that original tehila, varit navi alecha David avicha, your father already prophesied concerning you. Chayim shal mimcha, he asked you for life. Natatalo, you're already given him life. Dorash Rav Avi, Rav Yitem, Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Shiv'a shemot yesh lo yetzer hara. We find in Tanakh 7 different terms used to speak about the yetzer hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kor'o ra, shenema yetzer leva adam ra min ura. God himself identifies this drive evil. Moshe kor'o arel, shenema umaltemet orlat levavchem. Obviously, an arel is less part of the person. It's like a foreskin that prevents complete exposure to reality. It's not in essence evil in Moshe's view. David karo tamei shenemar leiv tohor barali Elohim michlal diika tamei. If David HaMelech was praying for pure heart, so his sensitivity to the Yetzer Hara is in the sense of impurity, just something that's very subtle and that goes away in very subtle ways also, like Rambam says, toivel yourself b'mei hadas. Shlomo karo sonei. Shlomo viewed the Yetzer Hara as your personal enemy. Shenemar imira'av sonacha achileu lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Vimtzamei ashkeu mayim. Thirsty, give him a drink. Ki gichalim atachotel rosho, v'ashem yishalim lecha. Because what you're really doing is you're pouring hot coals on his head. And God will pay you back. Al tikri yishalim lecha l'yashlimenu lecha. He will end up making friends with you. The Rishon HaMelech saw there are ways to use the Yetzer Hara. Don't get into battle. There's always sublimation. Right? No, he's saying you find a way to utilize. And then, okay, channel. Hmm? Yeah, I mean, sublimation is much more sophisticated than subtle than channel. You can look at it. Yishayahu karo michshol. Yishayahu saw it even less related to the Adam. It's as if it's an external obstacle that you fall over. Shinama solo solo panu derech arimo michshol miderech ami. So that it's an obstacle, but that makes it very exteriorized. Yecheskel karo even. So like a stone. Insensitive. So he saw Ra as creating a barrier to sensitivity. Shema vasiroti et leva even mi besarchem v'natati lechem lev basar. Yoel kor otzifoni. That's already a bit more dangerous. Shema v'tatzvoni archik me'alechem. The Tzvoni, of course, the reason that we call the north Tzafon is because the sun is hidden. How do you say the Da Vinci Codes in Hebrew? Uh-huh, exactly. Tzofin, right. Code is a Tzofin. Because you have the open level of what's going on, and then you have the coded level of what's going on, right? That's true in every human life.
What's the
word for that's literally to find the north, right? But here we're using it in the other sense, the hidden. So the hidden, the code that's hidden within, what it is, that's true that every human, I mean, that's basically, I don't know whether our doctor will agree with me, but that's what psychology or psychiatry is aiming for, is to find the hidden code behind the level of life that you're leading, right? Yo-yo is aware that there's a subconscious and there's a subtext to everything that you're doing. So it looks like one thing and it's really another thing. That's problematic. Get that tzvoni archik mi'alechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to get the coded one away from you. Chana Rabbanon, get that tzvoni archik mi'alechem. I will distance the hidden one from you. What is that referring to? Ze yetzer harashit safun v'yomeid b'libo shel adam. That is something that is hidden. And it keeps popping up every time you think you're doing something, you're really doing something else. Now go figure it out. I will push it away to a land that is empty, desiccate, where it can no longer do damage to people. Why is that? Because the Yetzer turned its face towards the early Yam. What is the Yam? The Yam is the Beit HaMikdash. Because everything flows towards the Yam. On the simple level, of course, in terms of Aliyah L'Regel, everybody comes pouring into the Beit HaMikdash from all directions, like those beautiful pictures down at the Kotel, the Sukkot. But on a deeper level, all of the kochos of the world are integrated by coming to a center, just like a brain in a human being. It can be viewed as the center of where everything comes. It's the control center. So too is the Beis HaMikdash, the place in which the Einayim Shalaylam, the brain of the world, so that's where it is. That's like the Yam. So therefore we call it Natane Nadu Mikdash Rishon Vechrivo. So the Yetzer Hara turned its face towards the earlier Yam, destroyed it. The Arak Talmidei Chachamim Shabo, and saw to it that the Talmidei Chachamim were destroyed. So Fo continues the Pasuk, V'sofo L'Yam Acharon. And then he turned to the second Beit HaMikdash. The Echrivon destroyed it too. The Arak Talmidei Chachamim Shabo, and killed the Talmidei Chachamim. The Alaba Ashon, his decay began to grow. V'ta'al Tzachanaton, his stench started to cover the earth. What is that referring to? Sheminiach Umoto Olam. He doesn't give a hang about the goyim out there. Umidgareh b'soneihem shel Yisrael, the ones he concentrates on are Klal Yisrael. Those are the people that are constantly under attack. And what's the closing words? Ki higdil la'asot omra abaye b'talmidei chachamim yoter mikolam. The biggest object of attack is talmidei chachamim. So he keeps raising, basically, the power against his victim. And Abaye knew this from his own personal pain. The Abaye once heard, Shamelo Gavad Amala Yitza. Nagdim in Ezebi Orchas. He hears this boy tell the girl, why don't we get up early in the morning? We'll go out for a walk together. He says, oh, that sounds pretty dangerous to me. Ezela Freshino Misur. I better follow these guys to be a chaperone. I don't make it too obvious, but I'll follow them. And when things get hot, I'll come along and protect them. So Ozal Batrayu Tlata Parsi Bagris. He follows them for 12 kilometers through meadows. They don't know anybody's around. So Kavi Parshim, I don't even, they finally reach a stage where they have to, one goes one way, one goes the other way. Sham Inu de Kamre, he hears, they tell each other, Urchen Rechikin Vitzavtem Basima, that the road is a long distance still to go, and the company was so sweet. And they go, goodbye. Omer Abaye, so Abaye says, Iman de Sami Liahavi. Oh my God, if that would be me, he refers to himself as my enemy, if that would be me, Lavimachin Kumi Navsha, for sure would have been sleeping with this girl. I don't know, but who is this guy? Just walks away. So he gives up on himself. Mitzahara comes back to Beis HaMidrash and he's sitting there on the doors. I forget it. It's useless with a point. Ota Husaba, so comes along. Eliyahu HaNavi is called Husaba. So explains to him, Tanali, Kol HaGadol Michaverot Yitzro Gadol Limenu. The greater a person is, the more powerful is the Yetzer that is driving him. Can't get one without the other. It's obviously you indeed would never have been able to make it. This guy is a nobody. So he says, it was very sweet. See you later. It doesn't mean anything to him. To you, it means something. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak. Yitzro shel Adam mitgaber alav b'chol yom. Shenema rak ra kol hayom. Kol hayom means there's always something new, always something fresh. If it says hayom, it's hayom. Shiyu beinecha kilu hayom, right? Shon ochem etzavacha hayom. You should see it as saying something completely fresh. The Yitzro is always completely fresh. There's always a new angle. Every time you think you've figured out everything, all of a sudden something new comes along. It's so enticing. I never thought about that before. This is really exciting. So then you have to work through this new fantasy. Every single day, there's something new to figure out. Brilliant. Omer Reb Shimon Lakish. The truth is, it's not just that there's tremendous creativity. Obviously, the word for creativity is Yetzer. So Yetzer is the source of creativity. Obviously, that's going to be the most creative part about you. Is going to be your ability to figure out what you could do wrong. But Reb Shimon Ben Lakish points, that's not the only thing. It's that Yitzro Shel Adam Mitgaber Alav B'Choyom Uvakesh LaHamito. This is a creativity that is a death drive. Shemar Tzofer HaShal HaTzadik Umuvakesh LaHamito. So that the evil is on the lookout all the time for the tzaddik. That's even within a person. There's those two pieces of yourself. And wishes to destroy you, which is just to make you just an expression of Ra. The Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, I don't think there's anything to do. There's nothing to do about it. Because basically the most fundamental elements of yourself are obviously protoplasmic drive. There's no way that you would possibly have in the natural world an ability to be misgaber over the eights. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be there at your side, Shozerlo Enoyachol, there would be nothing you could do. It's God who doesn't allow you to fall completely into his hands. And will not be marshia you when the moment comes to fight it out. You know the famous stories of the Gemara Kiddushin where, you know, Rabbi Akiva was making fun of people who go around whoring around and everything. So the Yetzer decides to teach him a lesson. Shows himself to Rabbi Akiva as this beautiful girl up in a tree. Rabbi starts climbing the tree. I'm after her. then he suddenly stops. Says, okay, I'll watch it. Because if there weren't orders up above to be careful, not destroy Rabbi Akiva, I would have you in my hands in a split second. Well, I mean, the sins not of the flesh are always of the flesh. More subtle, more subtle. The drives, competitive drives, are of the flesh. Even if the deepest element of you are basically competition, ultimately, even sexuality, the sense that must be mine, how could it not be mine? It all is part of more basic Darwinian elements of your sexuality. It's extremely profound. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. There's no way. Even the most sophisticated thing, Kol Kishrona Maaser, I mean, even science itself is driven by competition. It ends up just being the new way that an ape has of getting attention and getting power and being the one that's going to spread his genes. That's what it boils down to. Even if you substitute memes for genes, it's basically the same game. Right? So any element that's transcendent has got to be coming from somewhere else. That's what Rish Lakish is pointing out. Even the transcendent elements of yourself are now post-states of us, fundamentally protoplasm. That's where they have to come from. Those are the only energies you have. How are you going to possibly avoid them? You need to use those energies to achieve anything. So then that means by definition, if you're a tzaddik, you've got to have a greater yetzer, otherwise you wouldn't have achieved what you achieved. The more, yeah, because ultimately the same thing, in the same way that the yetzer chaim, the yetzer das, is the same tree. So too are your yetzer drives the same. It doesn't matter where you're, right? It's just a question of the transcendent element of those same drives. But once you focus on the post gan eden life, then what you're always going to be doing seems to be sublimation, even worse, channeling, which boils down to being useless in being able to transcend it. You're going to transcend it. Even if you channel it, it doesn't make any difference. You can have an ape that is channeling his pure aggression into communication because that's the best way to get what he wants, but it's still the same, exactly the same ape. And this is done all the time in scientific experiments. It's insufficient. That's why this is here. This whole sugya is so central to sugya. The matter of sugya is transcendent elements of consciousness. That's what we call sugya. So sugya means to see, to be aware. That's how, why we need to deal with these questions here. Amr Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonatan. Oops, sorry. Skip a sugya here. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. In pagamecha menuvel zeh. If all of a sudden this filthy low class, so the rest of it is just a bunch of X's and strudels. So what do you do with him? Moshcheu lebeit hamidrash. All you got to do is drag him into the base of Midrash. Im evenu nimoach. Look, if he's made out of stone, he'll just melt. Im barzelu mitpotzeis. If he's made out of steel, he'll just explode. Im evenu nimoach, he'll melt. Tichtiv hoikot sameilu chulamayim. We know mayim is teira. It is avonim shachaku mayim. So that water ultimately wears away even stone. This is what the Rambam is saying. The taiva is only mitgaberet in a lev panui menachuchma. Once a person is mechuber to chochma, he's not attacked by taiva, but he has to be mechuber to chochma. So drag him to the base of Midrash. The Kutzkers always say, but woe to you if he's the one dragging you to the base of Midrash. And it's over. Which is so brilliant. That unfortunately is the more sophisticated part of the answer. Im barzelu mitpotzeitz. And if he's steel, he'll explode. Dichtiv alo ko dvarai ke'esh nu'um Hashem. So the divrei Hashem and divrei Torah. Uchepatish yifotzeitz sela. This is a little bit of a problem because it sounds like over here that the sela is being exploded by the hammer. Not the hammer that's made out of steel will be exploded by the sela. It's a big problem. The Rabbeinu Tam brings all of the places where we have problems. Where we use this pasuk and it seems to always be the same problem. We use this as the idea that divrei Torah scatter into sparks, just like a patish, yeah. And a patish, every time you hit sparks all over, those sparks are coming essentially from the metal. So then it's the metal that should be melted. And here it's saying that there's stone, patish yifotzeitz sela. He learns that sela that we're talking about over here is this snapirion. So he brings the famous maisa d'avat b'kona, snapirion, and so on. He takes, which it's translated as sapphire, but it was some tremendously hard stone. So that it's, I mean, we have hard stones, but they're, you know, I mean, diamond is hard in one way, but easily broken. But usually it's the other way around. So that's the kash. So he brings the story in which he took this stone, puts it into a smithy's holder, and he takes his hammer, smashes it. The whole sedan broke, cracked in two, and the hammer just burst to pieces, and the stone was untouched. So and that's what it's referring to. Fine. Okay, but anyway, you know, the Yetzer Hara, but it's absolutely filthy, traitorous, sone in the ultimate sense. He spends your living life, mesito la adam bo'olam hazeh. He screws your life over in this world. Then, after your death, he comes to bring witness about all the things that you did. They're no good. Me'id alav olam haba. Shenemar, Mifanek minoar avdo. You know, the Yetzer Hara basically is meant to be your evet. Can be your evet. If you're in charge, that becomes your most powerful servant. Right? Your most powerful servant, like the Gemara says. What a shame that we lost the Nachash. The Nachash would have been such a great help to us. Anything you wanted to do, but you have to sit there and do it. You want to fill up the car, send the Nachash with your car, and he'll fill up the car. Can you imagine human beings wasting their time on computer screens and sitting at bankings and filling up tanks and checking oil in cars? Human beings gets tied down to the ground. It gives the world its saddest sound. That's exactly what happens when we lost the Nachash. So therefore, the Nachash remains, of course, within as the Yetzer Hara. That's the phallic aspect of the Nachash, right? The Avdo. So Mefanek Minoar Avdo, if you spoil your servant while you're a child, and in this world you're always a child. So if you spoil the servant, Achrito Yiyem Manon, the end result is that little servant's going to be the thing that stands up and testifies against you. How does Manon mean testimony? Because you take a look at the Reb Chiya's olive base. Reb Chiya created an olive base which he folded the units, the tens, and the hundreds. So that's the Atbach. Now, if you fold the units, tens, and hundreds, you end up with Hay not having a match, Nun not having a match, and the Chav Sofit not having a match, which spells those. That's always those. You always say they say. That's the Hanach. That's the them. They come from the Atbach of Reb Chiya. Now, if you figure out the Atbach, the word, this is a very strange word, Manon. What's a Manon anyway? But a Manon turns into Sahada. Because the ones that don't have the match can also be matched, which case the hay matches with the nun. So that means a Manon becomes a Sahada, which is a testimony.
They're matching themselves.
Interesting. Now, Rav Huna points out...
Is that the only thing that Manon
do? These are such great Gemaras. They'll be with you for your life, really. Don't try to get to the bottom of them now. They're some of the richest of you. What a level of humor and awareness and fascination with the human condition. Rav Huna points out, you've got two psukim that seem to be contradicting. On the one hand, it says that ki ruach zinunim hit'ah v'yiznu mitachat Eloheihem. The spirit of zinut has fooled them. And then there's another pasuk that talks about that same spirit, which is really weird, and it's the same principle. Hosea is using the same metaphor. So then in one place he calls it Ruach Zinonim Hit'ah, and in the very next pasuk he says, Ki Ruach Zinonim Bikirbam Et Hashem Lo Yadau. Which one is it? Is it Hit'ah? They just sort of fooled you a bit, pushed you off of the path, or is it Bikirbam deep inside of you? Hit'ah, Hit'ah. Sure, it starts with a little mistake, but the end result is that you think it becomes you. Oh, so Bikirbam, this is now, this is my insides. This is what I need more than anything else. Can't live without it. Omar Rava. Rava says, beautiful if you analyze the description that the Navi gives to David HaMelech after he slept with Bathsheba. So he uses this little story to get David to realize what he just did, right? If you analyze that story, you see in it something horrific. Because what does he say? Take a look at the pasuk first. Let's skip to the pasuk, right? Two lines down. So the Navi says to him, Vayavo Helech Leisha Ashir. The guy walking by comes to this rich man. So, okay, the rich man feels he wants to give him something to eat. But Vayachmola Kaka Mitzanomi Karola Lorea Kabalo. He's not going to use his own stuff to feed the guest that came his way. He takes the poor man's only little pet and he uses that vayaser leish abayla. He gives it to the master who came by. Now wait a minute. First this guy was a passerby. He's a halach. Now all of a sudden he's a guest three words later. And not by the end of the pasuk, he becomes the master. The ish. That's an amazing transformation, huh? So points out Rava, exactly. Bitchila koro helech. Guy's walking by. Ula besov koro oreach. Now he's a guest. Okay, he's got a place. We give him a bed. He's got a room. Ula besov koro ish. Vayavo helech liisha asher vayachmola kach mitzunum kalasot lo oreach. And then it says, vaykakat kifsata ish arash vayazel liisha vayela. Omer Rebbe Yochanan. Look, it all boils down to sex, boys. Eva katan yesho la adam. The guy's got this little tiny organ. You think it's valueless, meaningless. It's going to control him. And yet the amazing thing is, mar ivo savea. You just keep him hungry, and he'll be satisfied. You start feeding him, he gets hungry. Masbio raev. That's the way most learn the sugya. Rashi has a Pashat, which doesn't fit in with the whole sugya in Sanhedrin, which was what David HaMelech had forgotten. He started engaging in sex all day long because he knew that he was going to have a Nisayan. The Gemara says over there, he forgot that the hungrier you keep it, the less of a chance you have of being overwhelmed. Here Rashi says Masbio means, again, in the context of the discussion of what happens in your youth, what happens in your old age. So he says Masbio in the sense of engaging in too much sexual activity. As a child, you end up being weakened in your old age and vice versa. But over here, I mean, it clearly has this other level as well. Omer of Chana Baracha, Amrei Beirav. You know, they say in the Beit Midrash, Arba'a mitcharet alayam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shibaram. There's four things that God is just so sorry that he ever started with. He never should have made it. Balaam, Golos, Kastim, Arabs, obviously. That must have been a mistake. Yishmaeli, V'yetzer Hara. Golut Tichtiv Vata Maliponu Masha. Kilukacha Michinam. All of a sudden, Akadosh Baruch Hu wakes up and says, what am I doing here? My people have been taken into captivity for no reason at all. Kastim, Tichtiv, Hein Eretz, Kastim, Za'am, Lohaya. It's a nation. Never should have existed. Yishma'elim, Tichtiv, Yishma'elim, we find, because it's referring more to Bedouin and so on. Yishlayu, Ohalim, Lashodadim, Uvatuchot, Lamargize, El. Ridiculous that they should have such peace. They're nothing but a bunch of robbers, highway robbers. And they have security, the people that get God the most angry. This is what God did to himself. What a terrible thing to have done. He blames himself for creating Aaron. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to what he did wrong, right? So it says, so it's what I did, it's what I caused. If he's blaming himself, he has karata.
But when the Yitzhak is requested,
the Yitzhak
will be removed, then you're
barred. That's exactly what the beginning of the sunya was. All through. That's why they're crying. The deepest reason to cry is because it's all over. You can pray for it and hope for it, but you don't want it to come.
It's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin
explained. The days that you'll say, I have nothing that I care about in life. What's the point? Same idea. This incredible interview. The guy from Auschwitz, the survivor from Auschwitz. I mentioned a few times that this guy in this interview, he said there was no time in his life where he was as fulfilled and happy as he was in Auschwitz. He says since that time, life is completely meaningless. Everything is part. Doesn't matter what you do. There's no option. No. In his life now, he says in Auschwitz, every moment counted. You are always at the knife edge of existence. And you always felt that every last thing that you do is the last thing that you're going to do. And every moment matters. This is the most incredible time of his life. Since then, everything's just been one long bore. I find this interesting. Same thing was in Catch 22. It was this guy who used to go on every single bombing run, right? Because the rest of his life is just disappearing. He's in a bombing run. He's getting shot at left and right, missiles coming at him. So he felt every second was like living a whole lifetime. This is wonderful. He would volunteer for everything. It's over 40 years ago. Well over 40 years ago. Okay. Sabra Josh tells us worse than an unfulfilled dream. An unfulfilled dream is one fulfilled. Worse than an unfulfilled dream is one fulfilled. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Il Malei Shalosh Mikraot Alav, we wouldn't have these three psukim. It would all be over. The enemies of the Jews, which is a euphemism, wouldn't have a leg to stand on. One is the pasuk we just quoted. Asher Harioti. If God's willing to admit that he screwed the world over, so don't come to us with the tightness. So if that's the case, we always have some leg to stand on. You yourself admitted that you did it. Another pasuk. So if you yourself admit that we are like the raw material in the hand of the manufacturer, so if you got problems with the product, speak to the manufacturing quality control. Don't talk to us.
Make sure you
got
the warranty.
So if it's up to you and you could get rid of that insensitivity and give us a little bit of feeling, so do it. This is another pasuk that ruchi etein bekir bechem. I will put my spirit within you. Then it says, so in other words, it means it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill us with the correct transcendent spirit that we would be able to survive this mess. So why didn't you said you would do it? That's right. So it means it's up to you.
Vayar'ini Hashem arba'a charashim.
very interesting pasuk. We're talking about basically a vision in Zechariah of what's going to happen in Acharit Hayomim. This is an eschatological vision in which he is shown four carpenters. And those Charashim are not only carpenters, but they're craftsmen. So who are these four craftsmen exactly? Man ninu arba Charashim. Om Rav Chana bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasina. This refers to Mashiach ben David. Now, all of these people basically were osek in building. So in that sense, they're the craftsmen. So that means that you had the Mashiachim, both of them obviously are busy building the Beit HaMikdash, and that's essentially what their business is. So they're builders. Then you have Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was a builder. He made that Mizbeach and everything in order for the test with the Baal. And then you have Malki Tzedek, Kohen Tzedek. He was the builder. He helped Noach build. As a matter of fact, he's referred to in the Navi as a Charash. Avram Avinu meets him and appreciates the building that he made in the Teva, learns the Inyanim of Chesed from him, gives him a Brocha and so on, right? That's Malki Tzedek. Okay? These are the four builders in history. Masiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked Rav Chana, how could you say that? Understand, the Pasuk said that these four people, continues on to say, Vayomer Eli, so the Malach says to Zechariah, Eile HaKranot Asher Zaru Et Yehuda. These are the horns which have scattered Yehuda to the four corners of the earth. That means that the four Harashim that are mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk are coming for bad, not for good. How can you say that they're... Maybe they should be Nebuchadnezzar and Adrianus, and I don't know, but how could they be good people? Omales Rav Chana told him, you know... Why don't you read the whole pasuk before you start asking questions? Shvil is safe in the crowd. Read the end of the pasuk. What is the end of the pasuk? So Zechariah says, "Ma Ela ba'im la'asot." So Hashem answers him, "Vayomer Ela akronot asher zeru et Yehuda." Then it goes on to say, "Vayavo Ela la'acharigotam liyadot et karnot agoyim anosim keren eretz Yehuda lezrota." So these are the ones who are coming to throw out the karnot of the Goyim who had done this damage. So in other words, it starts by saying, here, I see four Harashim approaching. I ask who they are. So the Navi points to the Goyim around and says, see all of these Kronot who have destroyed us? These are coming Liyadot at that Kronot. Not that these are the problems. These are the solutions. What are you asking without even read the Pasuk properly? What's wrong with you? Omar, he said, oh God, I never should have started up with him. Why I start up with Rav Chana when it comes to God? The guy's an expert and makes fool out of me. Should have kept my mouth shut. V'haya ze shalom. And then continues now more. This is from Nicha, but it's also part of this eschatological vision. V'haya ze shalom. This is peace. What is that? Ashur ki yavo be'artzenu, Syria invades. Yidrov ba'amunotenu. So peace is ve'kamunu alav shivaro im u'shmonene zichei adam. What we need to have to show peace is the seven shepherds and eight great leaders, noblemen. Who are these people? Who are these people? Manu Shivaroim. Well, you have David is in the middle. And he's surrounded on one side, on the right, by Adam, Shet, and Metushelach. And on his left, by Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe. And who are the eight Nesicheh? By the way, this becomes a whole completely different version of the development of the Spheres, the way it's in the Sefer of the Arizal has a linear development of the Spheres. And the Sefer Yetzirah, and the boy here, uses this description of the Spheres, with Malchus in the middle, and then the other Midas aim towards it. Get rid of the Menorah and so on.
But it's
who are the Shmona Nesichei Adam? Yishai, Shaul, Shmuel. It's good to know that Shaul still lives. Yeah. Amos, Tzvanya, Tzitkiyo, Mashiach, and Eliyahu. Says Rashi, I have no idea why. But Dafka these, so as I say, this Gemara will titillate many years. Arba'as Sulamot. So now getting back to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which we're using, of course, the youthful energies of Pirkei Kahuna, which are part of that same Yetzer. And each one of these menorahs was Chamishim Amah. Sounds familiar. The Arba'a Yeladim Shel Pirkei Kahuna. Each one of them had these four young Kohanim, who be Yedeim Kadei Shemet Shem Mea Veserim Lug, holding 120 lug of oil. Now, does that mean each one had 120 lug, or all together was 120 lug? So, Yibar Yilu. Mea Veserim Lug Kulu? Odim Lekol Chad V'chad. Is it between all of them? Or did each one carry 30, so that in the end they had 120? Tashma! Says in the Braita, Yedeim Kadei Shemet Shloshim Shloshim Lug. The Braita makes it clear each one was carrying only 30 lug. Shehim Kulam, which is altogether 120 lug. Tana, and the bright says, you know how brilliant these kids are. Mishubachim yotem b'nashal martabat baitos. The most famous Kohen for his sheer muscular body was martabat baitos' son. B'nashal martabat baitos, they say on him, shayanotel shtei erechot shel shor hagadol. He would pick up the two thighs of a shor hagadol. So each lakor be'elav zuz. So you figure each thigh weighed 200 pounds. Took one under each arm. And then he takes a gentle, quiet stroll up the Kevish, the Mizbeach, Mahalach Ekev Bitzad Godel. He's not in any hurry. He puts his heel in front of his toe and then moves his foot again. His heel in front of the other toe.
He's afraid of losing
power. No, no. He's gently dancing through the tulips, carrying 500 pounds. And doesn't even register, you know?
Uphill.
Uphill. They didn't let him do this on the regular Korbanos. Okay, you're bringing your own Korban, you do what you want. But normally, we know we have a Din Mishum Brova Mahadrat Mela. We want to involve a lot of Kohanim. That's why we had the Payasot. We cut it up into different pieces. There's no need to show how strong you are. It's a question of Rovam.
Is Martha Bar my advice when
died? No, she died stepping on a piece of dung. No, that was Rav Tzoda. Ikeri Amri, the figure of Tzoda, was second. So, says the Gemara, wait a minute. If it would be 120 lug, okay. I mean, 30 lug, what's the big deal? 30 lug, what's that? That's a 15-liter jerry can. 15-liter jerry can ain't no 500 pounds. I mean, anybody can carry that. It's interesting that the Chazon Ish brings a riot from here to his shiurim. He says, 30 lug by your guy's shiurim is just a bucket. I mean, any kid can pick up a bucket. What do we think? It's so great. Must be my, that's the Gemara's kasha. What's the big deal? Eli, maybe shouldn't you go at this because it's so heavy. I mean, honey, Akira today, obviously, the shore weighs a lot more than a jerry can. No, but look, Hatam Kedesh. Over there, first of all, you don't have steps. You have an incline. Incline's always easier than stairs, okay? Furthermore, Mirubats going up at a gentle angle, comparatively, to Kedesh. Velo Zaki, if it's not straight up, you got basically 16 amot to get up to the top of the Mizbeach. Over here, you're talking about ladders, which means that they're shlavim. You're not going up gradually. You've got to pull yourself up one shlav. Vizakif tuva, the angle is extreme. And not only that, you only have one hand. Because you got to hold on to your bucket, your jerry can with one hand. You're climbing this straight up ladder with your other hand. Let me tell you something. This was quite a show. Now you understand that the two are similar. So Bishlevel Madi on Mashiach ben Yosef Shneirag, V'Kadam Har Yetzer Arash Shneirag. Now you understand that the two are similar. צדיקים נדמה להם כהר גבוה, רשעים נדמה להם כחוט השערה. הללו בוכים והללו בוכים. צדיקים בוכים ואומרים, איך יכולנו לכבוש הר גבוה כזה? ורשעים בוכים ואומרים, איך לא יכולנו לכבוש את חוט השערה הזה? ואף הקדוש ברוך הוא תמה עמהם, שמקום אמר השם צבקות, כי יפלא בעיני שארית העם הזה בימים ההם, גם בעיניי יפלא. אומר ואז יצרור בתחילה דום לחוט של בוכיה, ולבסוף דומה כאבותות העגלה. שנאמר, הוי מושכי אבון וחבלי השב, וכאבות עגלה חטאה. תודה רבה למשיח בן דוד, שעתיד לגלות במהרה בימינו, אומר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, שאל ממני דבר ואתן לך, שנאמר, אספרה על חוק, אני היום מליטיך, שאל ממני ותנה גויים להחלטיך, וכיוון שראה משיח בן יוסף, שנהרג אומר לך, כבר של העולם, הנה מבקש ממך לחיים, אומר לו, חיים? עד שלא אמרת כבר את נביא עליך דוד אביך. שנאמר, חיים, שאל ממך נתת לו. דורש רבי אביר רבי תמר רבי ישראל המלאבי, שבעה שמות יש לו יצר הרע. הקדוש ברוך הוא קראו רע, שלמה יצר לב אדם רע מנעוריו. משה קראו ערל, שלמה מלתם את עורלת לבבכם. David koro tame, shnemar lev toho bravi elohim, bechladika tame, Shlomo kor osone, shemim rav senacha achi leolechem, vim tzame hashkeo maim, ki dichalim atach otel rosho, vashem yeshalem lecha, al tikri yeshalem lecha, ela yashlimenu lecha, yishayahu karo mikshol, shnemar solo solo panu derech harima mikshol miderech ami, yecheskel karo even, shnemar vasiroti et leva even mibesachem, ונתתי לכם לב בשר, יואל קרות צפוני שאומרת, הצפוני ירחיק מעליכם. תן רבנו, הצפוני ירחיק מעליכם, יצר רע שצפון ועומד בליבו של אדם. וידרכתי ולרציהו שממה למקום שאין בני אדם מציין לגרות בהם. את בנו ולים הקדמון ישנת הננה במקדש ראשון והחריבו, והורג תמיד לכך עמים שבו. וסופו לים האחרון שנת הננה במקדש שני והחריבו. ורק תמיד החרנים שבו. ועלה באשו וטעץ הכנתו, שמניח אומות העולם ומתגרה בסנאים של ישראל, כי הגדיל לעשות המרבי ותמיד החרמים יותר מכולם, כי עדי הבאי שם נוגעה ותקרמה לייתה, נקתי מן איזו ברורך. אמר, וופס, איזו ואפשינה מישורה. עוזר בהתראה תנועת הפרס ואגני, כי אבי פרש ועדן שמינו דקאמרי, וורכן מרחיקן וצפתן בסימה. אומר בה, good lord, you man descend לי אבי לא אבי מצלו קומי נפשי. עוזר אותו לנפשי ביבור את הדעש ומצטער. אבא וסבא תנו לכל הגדול מחברו, יצרו גדול ממנו. אומר בי, יצח יצרו שלא תמיד גבר עליו בכל יום, שנאמר רק כל היום. אומר שבמלוקש יצרו שלא תמיד גבר עליו בכל יום מבקש למיתו, שנאמר צופר אשר לצדיק ומבקש למיתו. ואם עלי הקדוש ברוך הוא שעוזר לו אינו יכול לו, שנאמר השם לא יעזבנו בידו ולא ישיינו בשבתו. תנא ורבי ישמעאל פגע בך מנוול זה מושחיל לבית המדרש, עם אבן ונימוח עם ברזל מתפוצץ, עם אבן ונימוח דכתיב אוי קוץ המלך למים, וכתיב אבנים שחקו מים, עם ברזל מתפוצץ שם עלו כל דבר רק האיש עם השם וחפתי שפוצץ סלע. אומר שובה נחמני אומר ביונותן יצרו מסיתו לאדם עולם הזה, מעיד עליו לעולם הבא, שלמה מפנק מנוער עבדו ואחריתו יהיה מנון, שקד בעד פח שרבחי הקולים סעד המנון. רבון הרמי, כתיב כי רוח זנון התאה, וכתיב רוח זנונים בקרבם. בתחילה התאם, ובסוף בקרבם. אמר רבי, you find the same thing. בתחילה קרוא הלך, לבסוף קרוא הולך, ולבסוף קרוא איש. שאמר, ויבוא הלך לאיש העשיר, ויכול לקחת מצנון וקרוא לעשות לו הולך, ויקח את כבשת איש הרש ויצנון, לאיש הבא אליו. אמר רבי יוחנן עבר קטן, יש לו אדם הריב וסבי המסביעו רעב. שאמר, כמר איתם ויזבאו. אומר רב חנה ברך, או אמרי בי רב, ארבעה מתחרט עליהם הקדוש ברוך הוא שבראם. ואלוהים, גלות, כסתים, משבלים ויצר הרע. גלות דכתיבי אתה, מה ליפונו מהשם? כאילו ככה מחינם, כסתים דכתיבי אין ארץ, כסתים זה עם לא היה. ישמעאלים דכתיבי שלא היו עלים לשדדים, ובטוחות במגיז היעל, ואשר הביא אלוה בידו. יצר הרע דכתיב אשר הריותי. אומר רבי יוחנן מלא שלוש מקרות עלינו לתמות את הרגליהם של צנעים של ישראל. חד הכתיב אשר הריותי, חד הכתיב הנה כחומר ביד היוצר, כן אתם ידי, ואידך בעשרות את לב האבן מבשרכם, ונתתי לכם לב בשר, ופאפה מרח מהי נמי, ואת רוחי אתן בקרבכם. ויראיני השם ארבעה חרשים, מה נהיו ארבעה חרשים? אומר רב חנה בר ביזה, אומר רבי שמעון חסיד המשיח בן דוד, משיח בן יוסף, אליהו וכהן צדק. אמרתי רב ששת, יחי, אנו תכתיב, ויאמר אלי אלה הקרנות אשר זרו את יהודה? אני לשובה אותו. אומר לי, שביל הספר לקרוא. ויבוא אלה להחריד אותם, לידות את קרנות הגויים הנושאים קרן לארץ יהודה וזרותה. אומר לי, בעלי חנה בגדת עליו אני. והיה זה שלום, אשור כי יבוא בארצנו, וכי ידרוך באמנותינו, והקמנו עליו שבעה רועים ושמונה נסיכי אדם. מה נהיו שבעה רועים? דוד באמצע, אדם שט ומתושלח מימינו, אברהם, יעקב ומשה משמאלו. ומניו שמונה נסיכי אדם, ישי, שאול, שמואל, עמוס, צפניה, צדקיהו, משיח ואליהו. ארבעה סלומותם הגובה של מנה לחמישים העם ארבע ילדים של פרחי כהונה, ובידיהם כדי שמן של 110 מגבור. 110 לוג וכולו, הודיעו מלכור אחד ואחד. תשמע, בידיהם כדי שמן של 33 לוג שהם כולם 110 לוג. תנא ואם משובחים היו יותר מבנה שמרת בת פיתוס. אמרו עליו, המבנה שמרת בת פיתוס, שהיה נותר שתי ריחות של שער הגדול של כל באלף זוז, ומעלך עקב בצד גודל, ולא הניחו אליך וכנים לעשות כן, משום רוב עם, הדרת מלך, by the way, you should know, there's a מחלוקת as to whether it's mutter to run up the kevesh b'klal, not ekev b'tzadur. Because if you're running up the kevesh, then you're exposing your legs, spreading your legs, and that's part of the isser of lo ya'alu. So that means that the ekev b'tzadur, according to those shittas, would have to learn that the races between the kohanim were races ekev b'tzadur. Who can move faster?
Potato sack.
My mishubachim, I don't get it.